in thinking about using the tongue, a lot of times we only look at the negative aspects of it. That is, maybe how not to use the tongue. But if you look with me in Proverbs chapter 10, we'll actually find some positive ways that we can use the tongue, and maybe one way to not use it. In Proverbs chapter 10, in verse 19, we're told by Solomon that in the multitude of words, sin is not lacking, but he who restrains his lips is wise. That kind of makes sense, that the more we talk, the more things we say, the more likely we are to say something that is incorrect. It's no wonder that Jesus said in Matthew chapter 12, verse 36, that to be careful, because of every idle word that we speak, we will give account of it in the day of judgment. But I also want you to look with me in James chapter 1, and we're going to read there verse 26. James chapter 1, verse 26. There the inspired writer says that if anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle or control his tongue, but deceives his own heart, that one's religion is useless. A lot of times we think of what we should say, but maybe other times we should think about what we should not say. Because there are times in which it may be best that we don't say anything at all. Maybe times that we're angry. It might be best just to step back, to not say anything, and to cool off before we do open our mouths. If you look again in Proverbs chapter 10, we find out something else in verse 20, where we are told that the tongue of the righteous is choice silver, the heart of the wicked is worth little. The idea of being choice silver is like that silver that is purified or has been tried through fire, and that whenever it comes out, there's nothing that is bad in it, but is 100% pure and complete. The same thing is true with us as children of God, that we need to constantly be trying our speech, that is, burning out those things that are bad, to leave those behind, and to dwell on saying those things that are so much better. I want you to look with me and turn to Proverbs chapter 15, just a couple of chapters over. Proverbs chapter 15, and look with me in verse 23, where it says that a man has joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good it is. I think we can all relate to that in our lives, that maybe at times we've been down, things haven't been going too greatly in our lives, and a brother or sister in Christ has been able to say the right thing to encourage us and to pick us back up again. We can learn to do that very same thing in our lives. It takes patience, it takes some time, but let us be those who say those correct things that encourage others at the right time. If you look again in Proverbs 10 and verse 21, there we read that the lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for lack of wisdom. Now, in thinking about that, you might be wondering, how can the lips of a righteous person feed others? Well, there are a couple possible explanations for this. One is found in James chapter 5 and verse 16, where we're told that the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Then we go on and we're told that in verse 17, Elijah was a righteous man and he prayed that for 3.5 years the earth would not receive rain. And that was exactly the case, and no doubt because of that, there was a great famine. But then he prayed that it would rain on the earth, and there was rain and there was food for people to eat. So you can see that literally it can be the case that the lips of the righteous can feed others. But it also may have reference there to their teaching of others. Whenever we teach others the gospel of Christ and his saving words, then those people can obey those words, and by that, they can be spiritually fed. Let's look at those positive ways that we can speak and use them in our lives as Christians.